I speak to you not of mine own authority, but in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. Today's gospel is a parable that our Lord Jesus Christ shared. Jesus's parables, as always, are designed to shock us into thinking. It is normal for us to feel the employer was unfair. And that's exactly how Jesus knew we would feel. It is true that the owner was more generous with some than others, but was he unfair with anyone? We should remember, my brothers and sisters, that during the time Jesus lived, in the society of Jesus, a laborer was paid at the end of the day, and the normal pay was just enough for a person to feed his family for one day. Could it be that the owner of the vineyard was more generous with some, so that none of the people who worked for him that day would have to beg, would have to borrow or steal in order to feed their families the next day? Would that be unfair for the employer to do that? What do you think Jesus was trying to tell us? I believe that the clue to understanding the parable is the first line, where Jesus tells us this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus was telling us why he was always willing to reach out to sinners, something he was frequently criticized for doing. I believe that he wants us to know that it is never too late to find God if we wish to. Remember the good thief whom Jesus forgave on the cross? If we have not been living right, though, does that mean we can wait until the last minute to straighten ourselves out? If we do, we'll miss out on the joy of knowing God's love and presence in our lives right now. And who knows whether we'll get the opportunity to repent at the last minute. I think it was Saint Augustine who prayed, "God, make me good, but not right now." Or, as we hear, "make me chaste, but not right now." We would all say that is not a good prayer. But fortunately, God paid attention only to the first part of the prayer. What's the first part? God, make me good. And the church, as we know, was greatly blessed because God led Saint Augustine from a riotous life, a wayward life, to a life of holiness. The usual daily wage in the parable is a symbol for the immense happiness we will have in God's kingdom. It is true that some individuals may be closer to God because they served and loved God more faithfully than others. But we will all be equal in one way, whether we receive God's grace early or late in life. We will all be as happy as we can possibly be. Jesus explained his forgiveness of sinners by this parable. And Saint Matthew found it helpful to use the same parable for a similar purpose when he wrote his gospel probably 50 to 60 years after Jesus preached it. And during this period, we should remember that many Jewish Christians who had lived their whole lives faithfully to God's law, they had difficulty accepting new converts into the church. Converts that were coming from paganism, who represented those who came late to the vineyard. So the parable meant to help Jewish Christians welcome those who came to know Jesus Christ later in life and accept them as equals in God's kingdom. Today, my friends, we have no problem with these ideas. We are always happy to see people turn their lives toward God. I must mention a dear friend of mine who lost her husband 2 days ago. They were divorced. And on his dying bed in Jack's Memorial Hospital, she told me yesterday, her husband, before he died, said to her, "I am sorry. Forgive me for having hurt you so many years. Forgive me for hurting my children so many years. I am dying. Please forgive me." This woman is finding it hard to forgive. My advice to her is, he has made the plea, forgive him. And so, we are always happy to see people turn their lives toward God. Whether they have strayed away at some time in their lives and came back, or whether for the first time, even late in life, they become believers in Christ and join his church. But there may be a couple of ideas that are relevant for us today. First of all, my friends, the people who worked all day complained about unfair treatment. Is Jesus telling us that we shouldn't complain when we feel we have been treated unfairly? Well, sometimes complaining is a good thing. It sometimes helps get things done. Complaining sometimes get things off our chest. Complaining may help us clarify our thoughts and come to realize that we haven't been treated too badly after all. If people did not complain, counselors and psychologists, lawyers and doctors would not be able to help people. If people did not complain, politicians would not have anything to do. Friends and family members would not be able to give support and sympathy to each other if they didn't know how their friend or family member hurt. So, complaining can be positive, but we have to be careful not to make it a way of life. If we want to complain, it helps to stop and count our blessings, and we might realize that God treated us far better than any of us deserve. The other idea, and the last idea in today's parable, connects with envy. Envy makes us miserable. Envy is when we look around at others and think that they have much more than we do. They have had more breaks in life than we have. We feel life is not fair, and we are depressed over it. I believe God is more than fair with all of us. If we want to compare ourselves with others, we need to compare ourselves also with those who have not been as blessed as we have. Always wanting more may motivate us to achieve in life, but it can also be a formula for constant unhappiness. So we need always, my friends, to focus on the positive, on our blessings, and give thanks. As you know, I always preach from this pulpit that the key to joy in life is gratitude. God's ways are not our ways, Isaiah tells us. And part of the joy of eternity will be praising God for his abundant love and goodness to us. Today, we have come to the Eucharist, the Holy Communion. And in the Eucharist, which we pray now, a word which means thanksgiving. This is the most perfect way to do that. Amen.